What's so great about?
Hello and welcome to What's So Great About the podcast. Let's just having fun with it.
Hey.
My name's Terry.
My name's Andy.
Andy, how the bloody hell are you?
Very, very well. And you?
I too am well.
Great to hear it, pal. Hey.
Ah. You're welcome, bro.
Thank you, chum. I realised before we started that I had no drink. Terry kindly offered me his semi-chilled, but still, the sentiment is very nice.
It was out of the fridge when I left work, so it's, you know.
Oh, okay. It says bro on it. It's a kind of Coke Zero. It's like a...
Not mad on this marketing campaign.
Huh?
Not mad on this marketing campaign.
I'm just having random words at the side.
Yeah, like bay. I know we've probably talked about it before.
It's like, which one describes you best, you know? But I fear that would work.
Shit.
I fear that, yeah.
Cunt.
Bollocks.
Yeah. Fuck.
Just cunt. Yeah. On the side of it.
Here you go.
That would actually sell so much more if they did that.
I'm gonna get that for Andy.
Look, yeah, here you go, you fucking.
This is you. Here. This is you, this is.
No, Terry. I feel like that.
I can't believe he thinks I'm a cunt.
I fear that would really work with me. Yeah. If there's a whole bunch of options and then you have a funny little message on the side, I'm like, this represents my comedy. But anyway, appreciate it. Appreciate
no worries, man. Zero. Wouldn't let you go thirsty.
Hey.
Drinking water like some sort of schlub.
Last week, it's the Pipeline Punch, which has all been drank.
Yeah. I'd imagine. 4 into 7.
I just finished the last one today, though.
You know.
But I was trying to wait until the pod to crack it open. But after my 3 p.m. slump, no chance.
Monster is big in the... gym space,
like doing it. I do this all the time.
Pinging again.
I never big
in the gym space though. I know,
like walking around the gym drinking
people
a monster.
Drink Monster.
I've seen that too.
Isn't it weird?
It is weird, but do you know when I used to be proper in the gym, and I say that as if I'm semi in the gym now, I'm dipping my toe in the gym at the minute.
How's it
but
going?
That one time I went, okay. I haven't been since, but
I gotta keep on you.
Please do.
It's
a requirement. But when I was going up like nearly every day, and I would have protein, creatine, pre-workout, all this shit. Like I went through that phase.
Does the pre-workout work?
Yeah.
Does it like rocket fuel? Like,
yeah, but it's kind of like it works great. And then you're at your desk and my legs just go 90.
Oh, God.
And then it gets to 12 and I'm like, I'm sad now.
I wish I was like 2 hours ago.
Yeah, but so it's great for the workout. Maybe I'm drinking it too late because I'm drinking it like in the car on the way. So
but
maybe
it's
I
not
need to.
Supposed to be like, it's supposed to be like an hour before.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Like, but now I just have a coffee and that seems to do the job. But you're not a coffeesman, of course.
No, I would have gym mornings at Lucozade Sport. Lucozade, excuse me.
Excuse you.
Gives me the kick I need to get on the treadmill and stuff like that. I find if I go after work, it's way more of a struggle these days than if I go before.
I have such admiration for people who go to the gym after work.
Faye started doing like an evening workout class down in the village, but like some days it's like 10 to 8. I'm like,
especially if you're home and I've sat on my couch, forget about it.
The thing is, you have to book in for the class, so it's like spots are limited, and you have a certain amount of time.
You don't take the piss.
No,
not
you
going.
Don't. I think that's like that.
That's and it's the secret, though, isn't it? It's being held accountable.
Yeah.
That's why PTs work so well. Yes. That's why it works even if you send me a picture when you've just been to the gym. Yeah. I'm like, even though you're not like Mo with the shotgun, you know, which we should start doing. Been to the gym today?
Yeah.
It does work, I have to say, you know.
Well, I remember you were like posting your, I got out for a run and I was like, fuck.
Yeah.
Now I got to do it. Like,
yeah. For fuck's sake.
Yeah.
You know? All right. Or I like the ones where you would go, so far the opposite, where you like to show me a table full of pastries and this is my day, you know, like unashamed. But yeah, you're kicking my ass these days.
Oh, man. You know? Gotta do something.
You
know?
Do. Well,
and I tell you,
it's not just for the body, but it's more for the mind as well.
Go away.
It's more for the mind as well.
No.
I tell you, I do it and I say to everyone, I'm like, look, yeah, sure, my physique looks great and everything looks great. It's more for the mind, to be honest, Terry. You know what I mean?
What a culture we've become.
But you know what?
You know, like, who I blame? Fucking yeah. Brezzy. That's who I blame.
Don't even give him the satisfaction of him being responsible for anything.
I mean, it is true.
Yeah. And someone should say it. And more people should say it. But
it's the way they say it.
Yes. Well, let me tell you something.
Any crack, any scare.
My mental health suffered over the weekend. I'll tell you why. I was, as you know, going to see a band.
Oh, yeah. Get it out, big guy.
Oh, this really frustrated me. Really, actually, more than...
It's upsetting.
It was upsetting. So me and Tony and his mate Jordan were going to see Emo Stalwarts, the Get Up Kids, perform Something to Write Home About in its entirety, 25 years on. In
their debut album, or is it just
second album?
It's their big one.
It's the one, and they shaped the sound of emo. Then they kind of got a bit pretentious and said, "Oh, we're not emo." And then their follow up album tanked and killed their whole momentum. Whereas bands like Fall Out Boy and Taken Back Sunday rode that wave.
You love to see it.
Now I do. So what happened was, I'm about to get ready. Tony's like, "Yeah, do you want to come to mine? We'll have a bit of grub. We'll go for some pints beforehand." I'm like, "Fucking yes." So I'm there, I'm just going to the toilet in here, and I'm about to leave for his, and he calls me and he's like,
"What time is this at?"
4:30.
All right, okay. You know what I mean? That late? Like,
now, apparently he'd like been out a few hours, but you'd barely notice it, right? Just a little thing on their Instagram. Like no email from the ticket crowd or whatever. And Tony just said, "The gig's cancelled," or whatever. And I was like, "Is this one of your trademark comedy bits?" And he's like, "No," he was reading out the message. And do you know what the part that really fucked me off?
So he's reading out the Instagram post. Or whatever.
And it's like, "Oh, we refunds are available. We'll reschedule soon." But like, they're not going to reschedule.
Fuck off. Like,
here's the really annoying part is that they have been touring for weeks across Europe, and they've been in the UK. Like UK, we're in London, whatever, Leeds, Manchester, Nottingham, whatever it is. And then it was supposed to be, so they were playing in Leeds the night before, then Dublin, then back to Manchester the next day. So they're cutting it very tight for themselves nearly 50 or whatever.
And also, why not do England, Ireland?
And then why jump in and then jump back out? So it was like, "Oh, his voice," as anyone at a gig last night would know, or his voice was suffering. "So we're going to have to cancel Dublin. But don't worry, Manchester. We'll be back the next night, tomorrow night, you know," and all this. I was like, the fact that it wasn't just, "Okay, we're cancelling this one, but we're back." It's like the UK gets sorted with their gig. And do you know what it was? And this is my own, what I'm putting on it. This gig had been booked since November. And when Tony told me about it, I was so, so excited. And here's a big of a mug I am. They're playing the album in its entirety. And I thought, well, they're going to be playing other songs as well that's not on the album, because I'm only really familiar with that album. I know that one off by heart. But like, what if they play other songs? I want to enjoy the whole gig. So I went and listened to about 8 or 9 other songs that I hadn't heard. I'm like, "Oh, that's good. Oh, I can't wait for
you." You're doing the work.
Doing the work. Thinking, "Okay, you're going to play. I'm going to listen to every. I'm going to know every song that you're going to play." And then for them to pull the rug. And do you know what it is as well? And this is me adding my own dramatizing on it. But I'm like, this was needed. Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? I've more responsibilities on the way. I have a kid on the way. The job is more stressful than ever. The house is being redone. You know, autistic toddler who's a handful. All this stuff. I just needed a switch. Yes.
Release the valve.
Yes. Like, and so when this was cancelled,
I was like Mr. Mackey with the loosen the tie. Yes. And the head goes, "Ooh."
And I was so, I was so pent up. And I was just like, "Oh, but I can't wait for that though. That's going to be great. Yeah, that's going to be a great release. Night. Can't wait." And just to even see Tony and go for a pint with Tony and all this. So I was like, fucking. I probably still could have gone out. I probably still should have gone out, really. But, I was really pissed
hard
off
though when you're in that headspace then to be like, "Oh, I'm going to go drinking and not enjoy myself and be like
a fucking, you know what I mean,
grouch or whatever." Like,
but you know what? Hey, it opened the door for games night this weekend. Which is
talk about
the new
kismet.
Plan. Yeah, exactly. Because Terry had said it to me when we were at Mission Impossible. I was like, "Do you know what? Kerry's getting to the business end of the pregnancy. That's very close to my Get Up Kids gig. I can't do it." As soon as the gig was cancelled, it's like, "Okay."
I was right, like, "Hey, get on to her. Work your magic."
So I look forward
to it. I hope you've cut them out of the rotation now. And like,
do you know what? Yes, I have, Terry.
Good.
I have. I've soured on them. And I had no opinion of them before this gig.
It was one of these bands I prided myself on. Like, I don't even know what they look like. Never seen them in an interview. I just know this album to death.
A greyish blob. Okay, what about the other band member? A greyish blob.
So, you know, I was very... I've cut them out now.
Good. But, there was a whole lot of jiggery, pokery, fuckery going on with music stuff over the weekend. I don't know if you heard about the Beyond the Pale stuff that was happening. So, you know, Faye is all set to go to this concert, this gig. Yeah. 3-day extravaganza up the road in Glendalough. And I got a message Saturday morning from the 8 Radio WhatsApp group that I'm still in.
Oh, yeah, creeping on.
Hanging on in there.
I'm at that with my jiu-jitsu group. Yeah. I'm still in it.
But somebody put in a thing that it was like, the festival is still going ahead despite reports of liquidation. And then there was a and I was like, I think this was like, you know, Saturday morning. And I just like forwarded it on to Faye and like her, we have a group with the brothers and sisters-in-law. So like her brother and her sister in there. Sent it in there, and the brother's like, oh, this is mental. Like, they're stressing out to the max. Wow. That apparently, on the Friday, there was some report that it's like the promoters like have gone bankrupt.
Out of business.
Yeah. It's like a week before, and tickets are still on sale. Wow. So, like, people are still buying tickets, but there was no statement or anything like that.
And so, was it bollocks?
So, what happened was, I think all day Saturday, like, they put out stuff saying to, like, journals being like, it's still going ahead. You know, but there was no official statement.
Sure, we're in trouble, but we'll dig ourselves out.
Then it was like 11 o'clock Saturday night, an Instagram post again being like, oh, we almost stumbled, NGL, but it's still going ahead. NGL. I was like, come on.
Shut up.
Give me like a proper press release or something. But it was basically...
Bro, cooked.
Yeah.
You know.
No cap, it's going ahead. I promise. On God.
Yeah.
But it was like...
Low key.
But apparently some bigger promoter stepped in to fund them. So I think from what I was hearing is a cash flow problem. That it was
that the old story, yeah?
All the vendors and acts and all were being paid, but then it was like they possibly didn't have enough money to keep the actual running of the thing going.
Well, at least they were paying the people, you know.
Well, but yeah.
Their hearts are in the right place, just like, their money wasn't.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I've never ran a music festival, and I don't ever intend to. But surely you must know that having money is quite important.
Cash flow is the lifeblood of any business.
Well,
you know, I'm terrible at money.
I'm a bit cash light at the moment. Give me 10,000 tickets.
Yeah. Actually, they go on to MCD. It's like, actually, we're a little shy. That's all right, guys. You can tell us. What do you need? Well, the good is still on.
Yeah, I mean, it was a very stressful Saturday because it was like, Faye was like, will you drive me
up? She was up the wall because she was looking forward to that for
head in the phone, just
texting,
trying to find any other sources. Oh. And it was like,
Was it on?
What? No, it's on this weekend, but it was just. I'm driving them up to Glendalough on Friday, and she was like, the plan was like, will you do a test drive up with me just so I'm okay with you driving up? I'm like, yeah, no problem.
Just so I'm okay with you driving.
Yeah, well, she gets nervous with me because I'm like, whenever we drive up that way, she'll drive.
Yeah.
Whereas,
there's a few,
and it'll be interesting to see how busy it is. The roads are very
narrow.
Narrow and uneven, like there's like chippings everywhere.
Yeah.
So, but it was fine. It was completely fine. But we drove. She's like, let's see if we can see anything in there. It's like nothing. Like it's like, and people were talking about like they're taking down the main stage. Like on Reddit, Faye's like, I made the biggest mistake going on to Reddit. Like,
oh yeah, Reddit.
Yeah. That's cesspool.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Well, what else has been going on with you?
Not much. I've been watching some stuff on TV.
What you been watching?
New show, Andy.
Oh, yeah.
On Netflix. Let me ask you, what comes up on your homepage for your Netflix? Your profile? Stinky, what comes up? Hey, Stinky, what comes up on your...
It's kind of different every time. It's not the same thing.
But okay.
I can't think, to
be honest. Has this thing, Department Q, come up on your... Has it not?
No.
How interesting.
Your algorithm is...
it's curated to me, obviously. Yeah. But like, it's a new... thing that it's a new detective show that they're doing set up in Scotland.
Ooh.
And it is it's the classic story of a talented police detective shot in the line of duty and is making his comeback to the force, but he's a bit unstable. He's a bit of a loose cannon.
Oh, a loose cannon, you say.
So the boss. Seen this before. Yeah, I know, right? But it's there's a reason why it works.
Yeah.
The boss is, remember the mad ant in Game of Thrones?
Yes.
The one who fell through the sky portal. Yeah. Spoilers for Game of Thrones.
Oh, I was going to watch that.
She is like the police chief, and like she gets basically, there's some old police detective up in Aberdeen has solved like a cold case from 20 years ago. So the top brass are like, that's good PR. We want you guys to set up a department dedicated to that. And she's complaining to them like, I don't have the resources, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, it comes with a substantial budget. Uh-huh. So then she's like, okay, great. Yeah, you got... his name is Karl Mark.
Karl Mark.
But he's English. He's the only English man in it, okay. Up the north. He gets put in his own department. Department Q. Even though he's like downstairs. He's like, Department Q? And he's like, yeah, it's downstairs. He's like, but they're all numbered downstairs. He's like, yeah, it's downstairs. So like they've ran out of numbers. So they moved to letters. So he's like in the sub-basement.
Right. The mail room.
But they use, it's actually a bathroom. There's urinals everywhere. But they use his budget for like upstairs for all the like fancy new equipment. And she's basically like, you work down there, do your own thing, don't bother me, stay out of the limelight. And then it's very interesting because
you stayed down here, right? I think I've got a very good Scottish accent, right?
Kevin Bridges.
And you can't tell me that I don't have a good Scottish accent, right?
I don't know what was that. Dunny was Indian or something.
Listen, it's not.
Listen, man.
You're not going to tell me about my Scottish accent. It's gone Italian.
It's I watched all 9 episodes. Really good. Really. You know when the simplest thing is done right?
Excuse me?
The simplest thing is done right.
You said simplest. You're the simplest. Like, no, I don't. Oh, man.
Like, we're talking about buttered toast. When done right, it's the fucking best ever.
Hell yeah.
Like, a show like this where he's like, he's putting the team together because he gets an assistant who is like from Syria. He's not a police officer, but she's like, yeah, we'll give you him. He's been hanging around the station the whole time.
Yeah.
And turns out like he worked for the army police or something like that. So he's actually a deadly investigator. And a fucking badass to boot.
Anyone in it I would know?
Matthew Good.
I'd know.
Of course, you know him from the Zack Snyder movie Watchmen, where he played Ozymandias. Not to be confused with the TV show Watchmen.
I was going to say,
where Jeremy Irons played Ozymandias. For Watchmen.
I was going to say.
TV show, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Have you watched Mobland yet?
No, I haven't.
Now, is this one of those things now? It's gone on long enough now. Is this one of those things that you're doing? No, I'm not going to watch it.
No, you know what, though?
You doing it to me?
I'm getting into my TV at the moment, so, and I've got the app, so I think...
watched episode 3, Terry. It's
3? How many episodes are there? Like,
I don't know.
Like, I'll have 3 watched by tomorrow.
I know. Yeah. It's slow going. But it's fucking brilliant,
okay,
Terry.
All right. Just, all right.
And if and you know,
I've got the itch now. I've got the like crime detective drama. Like I was the show, just to tie a bow on Department Q, it's written by a guy, Scott Frank, who was like a legendary Hollywood like fixer upper. You come in, your script needs work, Scott Frank will come in and do it. And like he did the whole thing. And you can tell the difference between somebody who like knows how to write a good script and story beats and to keep you hooked as opposed to some
schlub,
generic schlop that goes in there.
Yeah, yeah.
And Guy Ritchie, you know, having his fingerprints on the crime drama of Mobland has me interested.
Yeah, and you can see his influence as well. And I wonder if he was able to sway, well, not that they were out the door at work, but you know some of the lads who were in like those Danny Dyer movies, like, you know... You know your man...
Zeba fucking from, D.
Yeah, but... Do you know, like, the guy... He was in The Business, like, the mad, like, wrinkly face-looking boss guy. You know, not like... kind of got the teeth.
It's like, not... I know you're talking about... Maryland. Not Football Factory. Green Street?
I don't know. But he's in it. Yeah. Anyway, he's one
I know
of,
you're talking
it's got
about.
All these sort of guys.
Is the other guy from Football Factory and The Business the kind of tanned guy in it?
No.
He's always in those Nick Love.
Not that I can see.
And I see there's a new Nick Love.
Marching powder. Yeah,
get your marching powder on.
I mean, that's one that I probably won't
ever watch. My time with Danny Dyer has passed.
You know what? I still love him. Like, I love listening to him. I don't know if I'd watch him act necessarily.
No, I'd watch him.
I'd watch him on a chat show.
Like, I'd watch him. He's not cool. You know what?
No, but like, he wouldn't do, like, you know, it's limited, but
he's not doing King Lear, like.
I'd love to see that.
Alas, poor Eureka.
Yeah, you know, so
That's Hamlet. Just in case anybody tries to pull me up. That's Hamlet. Just in case anybody tries to pull me up.
I was going to think of a line, but I don't know. I'm not up to date on my Shakespeare.
Shakespeare, don't go in there, Shakespeare.
You schlag. You know, something like that.
Yeah.
I was going to say something there. I can't remember what it was. Oh well, it's gone forever.
Mobland, I will give it a try.
Give it a try. It's worth the investment. I think so far. But they keep saying new episodes, so I don't know how many there is.
So maybe it's on a weekly thing.
I think
then.
It is.
Yeah, okay.
Now, Terry.
Before we get to are you trying to bang?
I'm trying to bang always. You know that.
I got two more things.
Oh please.
So I watched a movie on Disney Plus.
Ah.
And speaking of bang. This,
porno?
Not quite.
Oh,
Action porno.
Hey, okay.
With an animated action porno.
Okay. where this is going.
This movie is called Predator. Ooh. Killer of Killers. It's on Disney Plus.
Is it the Predator IP?
Yes.
Ooh.
Directed by Dan Trachtenberg. You might know him as the guy who directed 10 Cloverfield Lane, your favorite movie. Starring John Goodman.
Yeah, possibly. Great movie. Yeah. Not my favorite movie, but a good
starring
movie.
John Goodman. listen to what I'm saying.
Yeah, I heard you. Yeah. I heard you the first time. Is he still alive?
Yes, he's still alive. Good for him. He got a star on the Walk of Fame a little while ago. Jeff Bridges showed up as the dude to present it to him.
Yeah.
This movie it's an anthology movie where it is three stories where the Predator shows up three different points in time to pick the best warriors or to fight the best warriors. So, like, one of them is like Norse.
Yeah.
Battle. And like, it always starts with this Valkyrie and her clan go to like try and attack some fortress or whatever. There's a huge fucking deadly fight scene. It's all animated. And then the Predator comes in to try and fight.
Yeah.
And then you get another fucking excellent action scene. And it happens in Norse times. The second one is a samurai one, which is fucking deadly. And then the third one is set, it's like a dog fight. In World War II, I think.
When you say dog fight,
like,
what do you mean?
Planes, you know, like, you know.
It's not like two dogs.
No, but that's they call the planes in World War II, the bombers. There was a dog fight.
Never heard that expression.
Yeah, Andy.
A dog fight.
Yeah.
You think of cockfighting?
No.
It's with two birds.
No. Okay. Where's your phone? Ask your AI. Ask your beloved AI.
All right, I'll ask Nathan.
Excuse me?
What's the question? What's a dogfight in war terms?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. In war terms, what is a dogfight?
Hello. In military aviation terms, a dogfight refers to a close-range aerial combat between fighter aircraft. It typically involves highly maneuverable...
Nathan! Right.
No, I just made that up.
All right. But in this one, then, I think it's like... The US fighting somebody else. And then the Predator in his spaceship is fighting.
Okay.
Slightly outmatched, but that's what makes it excellent.
But what isn't the Predator hindered in a spaceship, though?
You've got a big-ass invisible spaceship.
This is
my thesis.
Isn't his whole thing that he's fucking... That's protecting them, that layer between him and them. You know what I mean?
This is my thesis about the movie, which I've come to realize, that the Predator... is a fucking bitch. Is a pussy.
Oh!
Because he just likes to show up, be invisible.
He's right behind me, isn't he?
Terry. He in this movie particularly, he's like comes in to pick the bones every time after there's been like
vulture.
a huge battle, and then like the predator shows up and you're like, oh god, I gotta kill this big monster now as well.
Is the I tell you, Predator versus Samurai is a good
fucking class, and the animation style is really good. It's like,
anime style.
Close. It's kind of, have you ever seen any of those Laika movies?
No.
Kubo and the Two Strings.
Oh,
have you seen that?
I haven't seen it in full, but I'm familiar. Yeah,
it's kind of that style of animation.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, it's good, right? Like
computery, but
papery. It kind of looks like paper mache almost.
Yeah.
Like, so this is directed by Dan Trachtenberg, who also directed another fucking deadly Predator movie on Disney Plus called Prey, which is really good. That one is set during like Native American indigenous people time.
Yeah. And so then you just stick this guy in all sorts of
scenarios. Another one coming out. Oh, Predator. He's got one coming out called Predator Badlands. It's coming to the cinema later on this year.
He's dropped in 2025 Middle America.
He's out there, folks.
Got a red hat on.
Help you, bub. We don't take kindly to your type around here. Ah, my face.
Help you, bub.
Why'd you come back? We'd be closed. That's essentially what Anton Chigurh is, which is the topic of our latest Patreon episode. You can join us over there. The low fee for €5 a month. We covered No Country for Old Men on our 2007 movies miniseries.
Couple of new patrons this week.
Hey, welcome aboard.
Welcome. We love you.
One last topic before we get into the panel. Did you see WWE had a pay-per-view?
Money in the Bank?
Yeah.
Hey, yeah.
Did you watch it?
Hey, no, of course I didn't watch
it. Thankfully.
I've seen some bits, and all I've seen was comments on how botched it is.
So many like, botches.
Is this because they got rid of the house shows, do you think?
That's what a lot of people are saying, that like...
That you never used to see this many botches.
But then you look at AEW and they don't have house shows, and like they just have better wrestlers, I think.
Yeah.
Personally, they are allowed to wrestle their own style as opposed to the WWE house style that you can tell. Like, I don't know. Did you see the one where it was like he's supposed to flip him up onto the ladder and it was just like
climbs up.
Yeah. Walks up like, thanks.
And then meanwhile, Penta or whatever is standing there. Come on already. I've nearly got my hand on the briefcase here. He's like, I'll just stand
he's
here.
He's like pointing to the guy. I'm like, what's he doing?
And then he climbs up and then and like your man's still holding on to the briefcase. Still hasn't moved in about 15 seconds. Like, not like, oh, I'm so dazed. Just watching it. And then the other guy comes up like, just punches him once. He falls all the way down.
Now, in fairness, he that's Chad Gable as El Grande Americano. It's a terrible racist gimmick where he has a loaded mask. So he wears a lucha mask that has like lead
in
it. So like the headbutt knocks everybody out. Stinks.
But
I don't know if you heard, like you saw what happened with R-Truth.
Yes.
So like he got released.
I seen him get that he got released.
Yeah.
And then he came back.
Yeah, they brought him back. But then you see what that bald asshole said in the presser afterwards.
No.
Because somebody asked him about like, oh, you know, we're bringing R-Truth back because of, you know, this.
Here's
like,
the thing.
He's like, enjoy the show. Like, well, enjoy the show. Like, you know, it's all the story. And I'm like, you just fucking say, we heard you.
And apparently he was actually released, right? That wasn't a bit.
It wasn't a work. And he's trying to portray it as a work now. Hey?
We got you.
Honor, always.
See, here's the thing.
I'm the cerebral assassin. Always 20 steps ahead. Apparently it wasn't his call.
Of course it wasn't.
It was your man Nick Khan.
Oh, right.
He's like, yeah, no. Makes sense. Bring him back for a short run and he's over with the crowd.
Yeah, and he's kind of going to be not... necessarily
be the, Ron Killens.
Yeah, like not the comedy guy.
Hopefully closer to heel or truth.
Yeah,
don't
be great.
Me, you should be booing yourself.
I've had enough. Conspiracies made me something. You suck.
The truth shall set me free.
Get him and the Miz back together. Huh?
Miz is fucking...
Is he?
Give me a break.
What's wrong with him? I thought he was great.
Stinks.
Does he?
He's always stunk.
Oh, he's good. Or he was good for a while.
He was good.
He was carrying it for a while. Never. From the very limited amount that I saw.
Never. Like, he was good as the heel mouthpiece. But like...
When he was the Intercontinental Champ and stuff. It was good there, wasn't he?
He won the title, Money in the Bank. You know, great. Like, that was... 15 years ago almost, Andy.
Yeah, okay. Like, you know? Wow.
And he hasn't evolved at all. His style has not evolved.
How's that?
Turn to dust, why don't I? But I don't know. The other thing I just want to say was like, my boy didn't let me down anyway.
Who?
That fucking...
Go on.
I was going to say Punk, but he is a CM Punk.
CM?
He's off to Saudi Arabia to fight John Cena in the match.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The WWE match?
Yeah, and he's like, he's such a fucking hypocrite.
Of course he is.
You know, but didn't let me down. I knew he'd crack. I knew he'd go over there. I'm delighted. Like,
was that a thing? Like, he said, I'm not going to go there because...
like, when he was in AEW... there was a whole thing where he was like cutting the promo and he was like, hey, the MJF was always like teasing. He's like, the bidding war of 2024, you know, who's gonna get my contract, WWE, AEW? And he was like, oh, I'll tell you what, he's like, you think the grass is so greener, why don't you go over and be part of Night 4 Get One Free Extravaganza, you know, and like that's CM Punk got his main event being like night one of two of WrestleMania, right, and then like there's tweets of him being like, why don't you go suck?
it's funny, Ari. It's like,
go suck like a blood-soaked dick while you go wrestle in apartheid. Whatever he said about Saudi Arabia, essentially, and people were just like, "Oh, look at these old tweets!" Like, you know, it's just he's a carny man.
He is a carny.
Yeah, they're King all carny.
Do you know? I'm just so. I would love. I seen a thing.
There, I will say, Andy. It's. Coming up to being as bad as it's been in like 6 years, like they're saying, oh, they've really flushed it down the toilet.
And I've seen a thing from our boys, what's the name of that wrestling podcast, I can't quite think of it now, but they shared their story once. I know one of the guys from it, but they were saying about that we should his name is Shane. I'll say that at least. That Irish fans should boycott the ticket prices because if they're coming here or something, but the prices
are so expensive.
Outrageous. Yeah. Like hundreds.
But that's what they're like, oh, it's the biggest gate we've ever had. Yeah. And it's like, yeah, because you're charging fucking $200 a ticket or whatever that. Like
insane.
AEW, when we went, I think it was like 40 quid. Yeah. 40 quid, something
that's
like
what you'd
that.
Expect,
and like
right?
Decent enough. I was up high, but it was, you know. Yeah. I was in Wembley and it was like
you're there.
Yeah. And you know can I mean? See it. Like you're soaking in the atmosphere. It was great.
Stupid. The whole thing is stupid.
They're bulletproof, but like, it'd be interesting now.
Love to see their downfall, though. You know what I mean? But I'll still, if I'm scrolling on Reels or TikTok, and I see like whatever Undertaker, even though he's, you know, overrated.
MAGA.
There. But, you know, you see him talking about, I've seen a thing today, him talking about him throwing Mick off the cell. All the classic stuff. I'll consume that vociferously. Mm-hmm. Vociferously, the last one. I'll watch all that shit and I'll be like, oh yeah, like feed me that Randy Orton talking about how he went off the rails and he was up his own hole and then came back. I love all that sort of shit.
Yeah, but that's the thing. It's all like WWE. Like,
approved. Final product. Yeah.
Whereas something like Dark Side of the Ring
is
like, oh, like where they talk with the real shit.
Yeah. I think any of that, even better.
Yeah, that's the stuff you know want, I mean? Like, where it's like unfiltered.
Yeah,
you
know but I mean? Just like, even the filtered backstage talk, I find so much more interesting than wrestling.
Especially you know the WWE product
at the moment. I haven't seen AEW, but you know.
It's good. It's going to be fucking good. All right.
Well, listen.
Hit me with your banger. Then,
you? Okay. You blinked very slowly when you said that. That's a bit of a tell, but bangers for Terry, everyone. Boom, 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 boom. It's bangers for Terry. Boom, boom, boom. What will you be thinking? Terry.
Yes?
Something stuck with me. Something stuck in my craw that you said a few weeks ago. And you were mentioning about the... Do they have to have really annoying voices?
Mm-hmm.
In pop punk. I'm not giving up. In the same way you're not giving up on me with whatever movie shite that you're trying to get me to watch.
All the classic movies of all time.
So I thought, well, you know what? What if I hit them with yet another pop punk classic? But this time I don't, because I was thinking, because Lit came on. I was like, okay, he likes Lit.
Not pop punk.
It's very pop punk. No. Terry, that's as pop punk as it gets.
Lit.
Yeah, that
you
song.
Fuck
that
off.
Fucking that song.
My own worst enemy.
Yeah. Mm. What genre would that be if it's not pop punk?
I don't know.
It's pop punk, Tim.
It's not.
You're talking to a
pop rock. Yeah, you know.
I don't know. Well, either way, that's beside the point. But you like that
it's
sort
a bit,
of stuff.
It's a bit has a bit more meat on it than pop punk.
Yeah.
Please tell me. Please tell I guess it would, me why.
The car is in the front yard, and the lyrics are very pop punk. You know what I mean? Sleeping with
they're
the
men,
clothes on.
Though. They're men.
This is the thing, though.
They're men.
You would
they're
be more
wimps.
Yeah, like you'd be more inclined for that, or like Alien Ant Farm movies,
yeah,
something like that.
And
that's
just,
more your bag.
I was listening to that album there not so long ago. Hold up.
So I was thinking, okay, I'm gonna hit him with some Alkaline Trio.
By the way, I'm okay with pop punk. It's the emo.
Yeah, so this isn't the emo now that I sent you. This is just good old pop punk without a whiny, annoying voice. I even did that because I thought, can I hit him with something that's not whiny? So I'm going to play you folks the song first, and then I'll come back and see what Terry thought of it. And before I do, let's not forget that this band contains Matt Skiba, of course, who filled in for Tom on Blink-182.
Is he the singer?
Yes. Filled in for Tom while Tom was gone. But
that's why I recognise the name.
So,
because you've said it about 100 times to me.
It's the same way that you say about a movie. And I'm like, what? You never said that. I just said it to you. All
it's right. Ned Beatty, for God's sakes.
Terry, tell me what you thought of the song.
Meh.
Just meh?
Meh. It was real, like, okay. It was just was not. It was bland, which is almost worse because I have nothing to talk about, really.
Shame.
I was like, oh, okay, maybe this would be something that I'll either really like it.
I was going to say My Chemical Romance as well. It really just fucking...
I'll talk about them later on, maybe.
Yeah.
It was generic.
Do you know what? I'm just finding my range here. Then I'm gonna narrow it right in and then hit you right when you're not expecting.
Bowling for Soup or something like that. Like,
I will never hit you with Bowling for Soup.
She's the girl, the bad guy.
Yeah, that's that one song.
Yeah. I had one of their albums.
Did you?
Yeah. I think it might have been that album.
100% would be. Yeah. They're still touring and all. Like, your man's huge now, though, the lead singer.
Like ripped or fat?
No, like, well, the second one. But he's like, you know,
a greyish blob,
a proper, like, you know, 300 pounds sort of like big guy. But they're still
a ska band.
So I'm narrowing it in.
It was fine.
Okay,
it was nothing.
No,
I was
fine.
Just like, it was inoffensive enough.
You weren't thinking, at least I hate this.
No, but I was also like, it's just washed over me, and like not in a good way. And then I put it on again, and I was like, before I knew it, it was over, and I felt nothing.
Okay.
You know, and that was,
I
hate to be
honesty.
A bummer.
No, this is what it's all about, Terry.
And it's not like, particularly good content.
I'm going to find your avenue. Yeah. See, I'm thinking I could easily.
It's an electric avenue.
We're going to rock down to it, Terry.
Take me higher.
What?
Whoa.
But I think I could go down the route of like irritating you for content, but. Yeah.
No, but I appreciate you trying to.
I'm waiting for you to be like, do you know what? I fucking
in.
Loved it. So I'll get you. I'll get you. Okay. It won't all be pop punk every week, but I'll get you.
I tell you, we have a couple of questions left over from the Q&A.
Yeah,
you mentioned My Chemical Romance.
Yeah, so first of all, thank you very much for. We kind of asked for questions last minute, so a few came in after we recorded, so we said that we would get them on the next episode. Now, we have two questions here, and they're kind of similar. They're both from loving, loyal patrons, a.k.a. Smashed Hats. One is from Jude McCandles. Have you guys...
Hey, Jude. I just want to, hey, first of all, hey, Jude. Hey, Jude. Don't delightful. Make it delightful. Thanks for the follow over on Letterboxd. One of the rest of yous.
Oh,
follow me
okay.
over there like Jude if you want to see all Jude. My...
Not a follow. You'll be reviewing for weeks.
Just gave Brett the Killer of Killers 4.5 stars. Just if anybody out there wants it, you know.
I'll spare you the follow. He's going to give it 4.5 stars.
How dare you?
No, please, follow him.
How dare you?
Have you got any most hated songs? Now, that ties in, I think, with the other question from Tony Kane, which is, what is your favourite song from an act you otherwise can't stand?
So, if we want to do that first...
Which one? Tony's?
Tony's one yeah. first. I was like, oh, I think maybe I have this. And it was like, My Chemical Romance, Welcome to the Black Parade.
Mm.
And then I put it on and I was like, I hate this. This state. I was like, in my head, I was like, oh yeah, I like this. And then like I played it for like a minute and a half and I was like, ugh.
Yeah, I don't really, like I've barely heard that song. Yeah.
It was a big one. That was their biggest one.
Yeah, I always skip it. I only heard it like last year for the first time because we had talked about it.
But you mentioned them earlier on, a band that I do not like,
huh?
Fall Out Boy.
Yeah.
But a song that I fucking love.
Sugar We're Going Down?
No.
Dance Dance?
No.
This Ain't a Scene?
Yes!
Fucking bang!
I'm an arms dealer.
Now that is an undeniable banger. And that gets better every minute. Yeah, like, yeah, you know what I mean?
This ain't a scene and it's a... arms raised.
And then it kicks right in. I believe in my
arms. And like, if you'd sent me that,
I've goosebumps even thinking about it.
Me too. Like, look at my arms.
Look
like,
at us.
Yeah. So that would be like a band that I do not like, but I think is a fucking cracking tune.
Yeah.
Would be Fall Out Boy. It's in a scene. It's an arms race.
I have one. I think I've talked about it before. I hate Good Charlotte. So
they were also
much.
On my list. I was like, but when I went to listen to any of their songs, like, nah.
No. Yeah, they're all fucking, you know, I hate. I'm
girls
using
don't
the word.
Like boys,
hate.
Girls like cars and money.
Oh, I mean, just such a fucking.
And the girls like the boys and the
do
boys.
Do you know what they struck me as? Like, as if, like, the popular kids, the jocks, said, we're going to do that too. Like, when I was a kid, that's how what they seemed
they
to me.
They struck me as the special needs kids.
Oh, we're, like,
we're going to do that too. It's like the Diaz brothers. If they decided to start a band.
Diaz.
It's terrible. I know. Right? He's going to come get me.
But, like, Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. And like,
awful.
Here's
awful
the thing.
Song.
I actually did dislike it, but I kind of like it. Mm. It's just that dum 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 dum. I see it on TV. You know, it's the drum beat that just kind of has. I'm like Jerry in that Tom and Jerry episode where like they're playing the boom, 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 and he's like his arms are folded, but he's bouncing along his house. Like that's kind of how I am with it.
So I'm just going to show you my like search from today.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Black Parade.
Uh-huh.
And then it was like not another teen movie playlist because I was like, what did Good Charlotte do? They did like I Want Candy.
Oh, of course they did.
I was pretty. That's my favorite song, to be honest. Probably because in that movie. And then I was like, the anthem, Girls and Boys. I write sins, not tragedies. Which, let me tell you, I've done a complete 180 on. I'm totally on board.
Well, Terry, now this, Tony, the very person whose question we're answering, suggested that I hit you with Panic at the Disco's second album. Not just a song.
I'm not doing an
second album,
Tony.
Pretty odd. This is where their Beatles phase, Terry. I mean, in inverted commas.
You know what? We can do it. We can do it. Maybe not next week because we got a movie.
It's fucking.
You know
great.
What? Let's do it. Let's do it next week because it's going to be pain for me and pain for you.
What's pain for me? Oh, the movie,
The Assassination of Jesse James by the Coward Robert Ford.
It's even the name. Yeah. Even the name is too long.
It's a 2.5 hour movie. It's not 3 hours.
I know what it is.
Rumors of its length have been greatly exaggerated. Let me tell you.
Okay,
then
great.
This Ain't a Scene. It's an arms race.
Yeah.
And then I kind of just went down a little.
I appreciate that all these are in the pop punk space.
Yeah, I mean, I was.
Bands you hate.
What annoys me. But then I went into a little bit of a ska cul-de-sac.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever go out on the lake?
Cul-de-sac.
Oh, nice. Did you ever go out in the lake?
What?
Did you ever go out in the lake?
On the lake?
Yeah.
No.
You never a real big fish?
No.
You never out in the lake?
Hook, line, and sinker.
Hey, keep them coming. No. Keep them coming.
No, I have not.
Yeah, fucking. So good.
I'm not that familiar with them, to be honest.
Maybe we should do like a... I'll do a ska you up.
You're going to ska me up?
Yeah, I'll ska you up. Because I also was listening to some Mighty Mighty Boss Tones. Ooh. Which, you know...
They seemed like bands that...
That's what I'm talking about, like last week with the 90s. Like I got into these bands like 7 years too late.
Yeah.
They were fading from obscurity. Like
There was a few bands back in the day that I really wished I liked more. Do you know what I mean? Like I wish I was into that because that's actual cool pop punk. Like that's a... Oh, he likes them.
Offspring.
Oh,
like.
Oh, Offspring. Offspring.
Even Offspring.
I didn't tell you to leave the game.
Offspring. Fucking come on.
I don't even know who will get this reference.
There'll be like five people that like the movie American Pie that will get that reference. Don't worry, brilliant. Folks, we're almost done.
Yeah, Offspring, even pre-Americana.
Yeah.
You know, All I Want. Yeah. I'm trying to think other bands that... Or like any most hated song. So Jude, to answer your question, plenty. Do you know what song I really fucking hate? We only talked about it last week. You know that one by Glenn Hansard?
Falling Slowly.
Yeah.
That's good.
I hate it.
Fucking good tune.
Ooh, do you know what one I really hate as well?
Yes, go on.
Did you ever hear that song? It's on the radio all the time. I don't even know who sings it. It's called Dancing On My Own. I wanna be me.
Robin. It's a great tune, man.
What?
Yeah.
I
think it's class. She did a great version with David Byrne there recently.
She?
Yeah.
Are they talking about the same song?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So, okay. Have you got anything else?
Ooh,
I've got a couple.
Favorite song from an actor I otherwise can't stand? I haven't really answered that one, though. I haven't given my answers for that.
And I get to it. Come on.
I'm on the spot now. What do you got?
I gave you mine. I gave you...
Favorite song from an act you otherwise can't stand. I can't agree with
that. Not Good Charlotte.
I believe about that.
What's your most hated song? So that one? That's pretty harsh, I think.
Oh, I really. There's some songs.
Matter of taste, I guess.
Most hated songs. It's really like those kind of any of those like they were really prevalent in the late 2000s of like. Singing with an accent that's not even yours.
I've got one.
You know what I mean? Like,
I've got one.
And all the female singers with that sort of like.
Yeah. Well, I've got one that kind of fits into that.
Yeah.
Hey Soul Sister by Train.
Oh, I fucking love it.
Yeah,
I do.
Hey Soul Sister.
I actually love it. And I know what it is. And I love it anyway.
I had that and Paris Hilton, Stars Are Blind.
What?
Yeah, like they're very similar.
Paris Hilton?
Yeah, you know that song? Even though the stars are crazy. No.
Do you know what? I have one.
And then my last one, my big fucking, and it was when I was listening to the radio quite a lot. And Radio Nova used to play it all the time, and I fucking hate it. It's Bastille. Pompeii. Fucking hate it.
100% with you on
if
that.
You close your eyes.
Yeah.
It's like a real. I'm loath to lump him in there, but George Ezra is kind of the same.
Yeah.
He's a little bit more palatable, but like that Bastille. Yeah. Song can fuck off.
I'm actually right there with you on it.
Hey,
you know, there's
I'm gonna be an octopus about it.
There's a lot of. Do you know what?
I know what's up.
There's a couple of, and I feel this is blasphemous to say. There's a couple of Hozer songs I can't stand.
Ooh, like what?
So I fall in love.
That's my favorite one of his.
Every I've heard it too much.
Fall in love.
Like going back a little bit, I've always hated and always will hate Rock DJ. By Robbie Williams.
Hard disagree.
Oh, I hate it so
singing
much.
For the classes, music for your masses. No head, no backstage.
I only
passes.
Seen.
Have a proper giggle, I'll be quite polite. But when I rock the mic.
Right.
Yeah. You got no love and you're the wrong man. It's time to move your body.
But if you can't get a girl, put your best friend gone.
It's time to move your body.
Just tripe.
Babylon, can
and
you
And you know
hear
what?
Me?
I'm just going to keep talking. The beat
put it at the
isn't
end.
Even no never
We talked about so many better songs. Fall Out Boy is the front runner so far.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I'm for that.
Yeah, that's not even his song. Like the music, dun, 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 dun. Yeah. That's some other, like Barry White or something. I only realized, like, yes, like literally a few days ago, I'm like, he didn't even get the fucking music. But like, I used to be so annoyed. But like, who is calling up radio stations, which they did back in the day, and be like, Can I hear rock DJ?
Who's MTV Select? Oh. Yeah, I want to hear Robbie Williams rock DJ.
Rock DJ.
I mean, it's not even his best song, but it's still a
what's his best song? Millennium?
I think Supreme.
Supreme, yeah. I was gonna say.
Living in the Love Supreme.
Yeah,
Supreme. I think it was a good one though, and I know you probably
underloved that one as well.
Yeah, because he was the race, not cause that, but I remember the video.
Yeah, the video was a bit boring. The race car driving. A teen.
I kind of liked it though because it was a bit different. I tell you what one I think is class, but nobody seems to like, and you probably hate it, is the one with Kylie Minogue, Kids.
Do you know,
I'm an honorary born.
I hate that bit.
Born 74, there's only one of me. Single-handed, raising the economy. Ain't no chance to wreck a company's drop money.
Oh, I hate it. I hate it. And then there's a bit.
I don't know. Probably.
Yeah, and there's a bit in that exact part where he's kind of like,
yeah,
he does some weird thing to the camera, and I'm like,
I like to give it up, but never gonna hear it.
Like, the song itself, the chorus is good.
We're paint by numbers.
Yeah, like, oh, that's kind of good. It's his little rap.
I love his rap.
I hate it.
Man.
Do you know, I can't. Someone only recommended again to watch Better Man.
I gotta do it, man. I gotta do it.
I just, do you know what? I have an active dislike of Robbie Williams, and I don't know why. It's stronger than it should be. You know what I mean? I can't justify it, but
here's one that I think is bad.
Go on. I mean, like, probably 1,000 would be.
But another one, just because you were saying there, like, because it was a band I actually like a lot of their pop songs. But this one stinks, I think, and you might like it.
Take that?
No, not take that. But you're not you're not a million miles away. Backstreet Boys.
Which one?
Larger Than Life.
Bow, 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 bow,
ha, ha, ha,
yeah. You know what?
It's bad. It's like, this is like, oh,
the verses are okay. It's
you're on the cratering down. Well, of course they jump right back up with the call, but then it's a big crater again. There's a maybe I'm sorry.
Don't worry. I will be late. Don't stay up and wait for me. There's something going
on. Going out. My battery is low. Just like, you know, we're going to a place nearby. Gotta go. Hello? Hello? All right. Let's wrap
brilliant.
It up.
On that note, folks,
very
if you
punchy
want,
episode.
Yeah, wasn't it? If you want more of this inane banter, you can catch us over on patreon.com/whatssogreatabout, where you'll instantly gain access to not only our hearts, but to about 200 episodes, bunch of mini series that we did exclusively for Patreon. If you want to hear a review of the MCU, if you want to hear Terry try to get me into Ryan Gosling, who I really didn't like at the start. Did he turn me? Let's find out. Big Willie's Flops, a.k.a. Will Smith's bad movies. We all know he's got some classics, but what about the latest decade of Will Smith's movies? You've also got 90s action. You've got heist movies. You've got some of it is I'm bordering into on the main feed now. But you've
Tony
got
Scott. The movies of Tony
movies
Scott.
Movies of Tony Scott.
And our current one is our review of the year 2007.
And the new miniseries coming imminently.
Yeah.
We also recently just reviewed the latest Mission Impossible. We've pitched each other movie ideas. We have about 30 odd top five lists of our listing our top five various things with clips. It's a good time.
Yeah.
I mean, you're making money on the deal, really. You know what I mean? We're the mugs. We're losing money. We should be charging. You would think that'd be 50 quid a month, but no, it's only a fiver a month.
Amazing.
So.
But if they can't do that.
Off you go. Off you go.
You heard them, folks.
Get out.
But you, get out. You can do me one more better. You can give me a rating and review. Now, Andy. Yeah.
Still thinking of the Offspring gag.
Yeah.
So go on. Go on. If you're wondering why I'm laughing again.
Did you know that there are, well, there were five members of Take That at the start? And that's exactly the amount of stars I want in my review. Five!
How does he do it?
Switch it up.
You switch it up there. I wasn't ready for that.
Yeah, it really helps grow the podcast. If you give us a rating and review, or, you know, tell a friend, tag a friend on social media. You know, help us while we help your ears
you know what?
Soothe it. with this lovely.
I noticed you put two syllables in that word.
Yeah, you like that?
Yeah, I'm not sure I did. Soothed. It's in the word. Yeah. I want the word to soothe me as well.
Soothed.
No, it was soothed.
Well, you're saying it with a D. I'm saying soothed.
Yeah, well, that's like a completely different word. We're from two different worlds. But and also, you know what? Hey, if you like the episode, please let us know. Yeah. Any feedback is most welcome.
And if you're a patron, what we forgot to mention is you get to shape the show as well. So if you want us to cover stuff on the main feed, you just let us know in the old Patreon app there, and it most certainly will make its way here.
Got a good request recently, actually.
Great.
Sorry to cut you off.
Until next week, where we're going to be covering, what's the name of that album?
Pretty Odd?
Yep.
Well, we'll be talking about other stuff as well. I just want to get Terry's take on...
Second half of the episode, we'll do Pretty Odd.
Yes.
And on the Patreon, if you want to hear Andy... head explode after watching the classic Brad Pitt vehicle, The Assassination of Jesse James by the coward Robert Ford. Come on over. It's a good time.
Is he eating in it?
Maybe.
He is.
There's a lot of people. Well, goodbye. You pig. Surely you have some pipeline punch.
I've just finished it.
There's a Coke Zero in my bag if you want one.
Chilled?
Chilled enough. Put your hand in there and...
See what happens? Are you sure?
Yeah.
You don't mind?
I'm trying to cut back and... Do you get it? Chilled enough, yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah, absolutely, man.
Thank you.
I don't know if I was telling you, I remember I was getting this thing, this like mix for my gut. I'm trying to like clear out my gut health.
No.
I bought this thing and it, this can all go in at the end. It turns out it's like, it's called Happy Mammoth.
Right.
And I got it, it's like a, to help your digestive tract and... Huh. So, you know, I've been quite gassy lately. I've been trying to...
Lately?
Yeah, I know. Last 20 years. But it kind of... It's reduced... I know. Bro. Apparently reduces your sugar craving. So, like, this is like my first one of these today.
And is it reducing your sugar craving?
No, this is, normally, I would have two or three at this point. So, like, it's my first one today.
Excellent.
Yeah. And it's 5 o'clock. I've gone mad.
He's gone mad with power.
It's fucking horrible now. It's like protein. You know the way vanilla protein smells and tastes horrible? It's vanilla, some sort of extract.
Would that be your... we can talk about it.
You know, okay.
Forget.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Just say something funny there.
Something funny there.
Yeah, that's good. I also will say something funny. Maybe that's a little too funny.
The intro.
Okay.
What are we talking about today?
Just having fun with it.
Yeah. Sure.
In 3, 2, 1, record.
Hello and welcome to What's So Great About the Podcast.